It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. For many Muslims, the film that sparked at least some of the anti-American violence in Egypt and Libya was breathtakingly offensive. In a moment, we'll look into the mystery behind who made the film. First, NPR's religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty looks at how it was crafted to provoke Muslim believers and what Islamic teachings say about how believers should respond. And a warning, some material in this story may offend some listeners.
The Quran and other Islamic teachings are crystal clear. Muhammad is never to be portrayed in a sketch or a painting, much less played by an actor in a crudely filmed video.
The film is designed to denigrate Islam, to do as much psychological damage as possible.
Fawaz Jurjiz is a Muslim scholar and professor of international relations at the London School of Economics. He says the film, called The Innocence of Muslims, is much more blasphemous than the Danish cartoons that portrayed Muhammad with a bomb in his turban. He says it gathers up all the, quote, historical falsities spread about Muhammad for centuries and includes them in one film, or actually a 14-minute trailer.
It is basically anchored in stereotypes to portray Muhammad as a fraud, as a sexual predator, as an insane person, as a mutilated soul.
It shows Muhammad seducing women, and one actor also states that he was gay. This monologue pretty much sums it up.
I have not seen such a murderous thug as Muhammad.
He kills men, captures women and children, robs the caravans, breaches agreements and treaties. He sells the children as slaves after he and his men have used them.
As offensive as this is, says Johari Abdul-Malik, an imam in Virginia, there is nothing in Islam that justifies violent retribution for an insult.
There is no ruling. There is no comment from the Quran that if one speaks against Allah or denigrates Allah or the Prophet, that individuals are called upon to react violently or otherwise. There is no religious foundation for this.
Professor Jurjiz says Islam lays out mechanisms to seek recompense for an insult to Islam, such as finding the perpetrator and demanding repentance. He says the religious response does not include harming innocent people. Sometimes, he says, political and religious motives can appear intertwined. He says many believe that was the case when Ayatollah Khomeini issued his fatwa against writer Salman Rushdie. But Jurjiz does not believe that's true of the protesters at the U.S. diplomatic compounds on Tuesday.
This had nothing to do with either Islam or the religious beliefs of Muslims.
Which is, of course, small comfort to the victims of the violence. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.